Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. I'm Joe Gill. Brenda Rudolph, a farmer from Little Falls, joining us as her and her husband attended the recent National Farmers Union Convention.
It was really good. Nathan and I are part of the FUEL program, which is Farming Union Enterprise Leadership. And so we went out on Friday, a couple days before convention started. And then we met with a cohort from Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, and then Montana. And so then we spent the day together, and then we learned what our color was, which was pretty eye-opening, of like your personality and like how do you talk to people and stuff like that. And where it was interesting to do it with your spouse, because it explained a lot of disagreements that we have in our household. So that was fun. And then Sunday morning, then we visit a citrus farm, an orange farm. And so that was really neat to see, you know, how citrus farms are and stuff like that, and how the dirt is different and the air is different. And there's no bugs. You know, like we were peeling oranges and there was no flies. There was nothing coming at all, ever. Like it felt like you were in like a bubble, you know, and stuff like that. And then convention started then on Sunday, and that was really interesting, and Secretary Vilsack came, and I always enjoy listening to him speak and stuff like that. I've seen him a couple times, and he makes you want to get up and do better, I guess. And then Charlie Burns was the entertainment for one of the afternoons. He's a comedian from Wisconsin, and then he followed my Instagram, so that was pretty exciting for me. And then my brush with fame, right? And then it was really good to, you know, when farmers across the country, it's like you begin to realize like all the issues that arise. Like you don't think that something is an issue, but yet it makes you more aware of like it, you know, it's really easy to get stuck in your own little pockets of, you know, these are the things that we're facing. But then, you know, it helps give a broader spectrum of, you know, farming within U.S. and stuff like that, and how it all has to work together. And so that's always interesting to do that.
Brenda talks more about the FUEL program that her and her husband are involved in a little background.
So that the FUEL program is to meet with your farmers within the state. And so we have a really good group of meaning where, like, we've been part of other groups where, you know, it takes a little bit of time for, you know, people get used to each other and, you know, be more honest and open and that regard. But we have a really good group of farmers where, like, right away we dove in and we were, you know, ready to do the work of, you know, being honest of, like, you know, when we have speakers, like, how can we take that back to our own farm and implement that? One of the workshops was, like, parliamentary procedure, and I think we all should have a refresher course in that. So that was, like, a good thing. So this was the kickoff for the FUEL program, and it goes for a year. So then we'll meet again together in Montana, because Montana is the host state. And so then we'll meet in Montana for a couple days. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to visit a ranch and something out there. And then we'll do the DC fly-in in January. And so it's more of building your own skills, not so much priority focus where how Farmer Union is, but this is more of to help yourself be a better leader. And which it's either singles can do it or couples can do it, and it's wide range. You know, the youngest I think that's participating is 19, and you know, and Nathan and I are in our 40s, and there's, you know, another couple that are a little bit older than us, and so it's a wide range, which I think is really important when we're talking about agriculture too, that because that is all the sectors of ag. You know, it's not just young beginning farmers or, you know, seasoned farmers. It's, you know, it gives you a broader spectrum too when you're in a group with that much diversity.
Little Falls farmer Brenda Rudolph joining us, a member with Minnesota Farmers Union, was recently at their national convention in Arizona. Now, multiple issues, local and national, brought up during the convention. I mentioned that Brenda felt like some of her local issues were also touched on.
Yeah, so like things that, you know, that affect us do affect people nationally. You know, like, you know, mental health, that's always a big priority. But where it does, you know, so the right to repair, that's a big one, you know, and like, you know, with the taking away AM radio out of vehicles and tractors and stuff, like that's a big, you know, item that affects everybody. And so there are like the broad things that do affect everyone, but then also there's the ones that, you know, priorities that only affect, you know, a state or a region. So I think that helps give it a more rounded experience also.
I mentioned to Brenda after convention and after those discussions and speakers, how do you manufacture or digest that information, and how do you evolve that information into helping you on your farm and developing a plan of action moving forward?
So it helps us in, like, because sometimes you do get stuck in a rut and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I think we all feel like that all the time. And where you're like, oh, wait a second. You know, when you do find people that think the same way that you do, you're like, oh, wait, no, I think I am on the right track. Or it helps also reset yourself of like, I never thought of that. Maybe we should do something a little differently. Or we're like, you know, or it makes you aware of like that's a possibility of it too, not that you're going to totally change, you know, your farming. But yet it makes you more aware of that. And like the thing too, it's like when we're really coming down to it, it's all about food. And where, you know, I'm not going to grow an orange tree in my yard in Minnesota. So, but yet I want to know how oranges are grown and, you know, and how they're picked and things like that, just because I buy oranges and oranges are important to me. And so I think it helps that, like, give more unity in that regard too.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. We thank Brenda Rudolph for her time, herself and her husband Nathan, recently attending the National Farmers Union Convention, National Convention in Scottsdale, Arizona. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for today. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service here on CASM Radio.